we're coming to this period in human history where it's evolve or die, awaken or die. Now that we're transitioning into a higher frequency, it's like the temperature's getting built up. The planet's forcing ascension, right, by raising the frequency. This is why there's kind of a great demand being placed upon us now to become creators of our reality, because the world needs it. All the law of attraction teachings that say you're the creator of your reality, that's true, and they're pointing you in the right direction. But the real prize to be won is not just being able to create your reality, but knowing that you're the creator. All right, so I wanted to do a bit of a recap on these teachings over the last, 4 or 5 weeks since we've started this Become the Creator series. We've been through a lot of the components, the functions, the metaphysics of what this means, how to step into our I am power, as we just did together. So let's recap everything again, because you're never too good for the basics, right? Until they just become second nature to you. You got to keep drilling them and remembering them at all times. So going back to the lecture we posted on YouTube this week of becoming the creator, the third discipline, and everything that looks like, we said, I am is our center of power. Until you get that, you got nothing else. I am is the center of our creative power. And I am is the only power acting anywhere. There's only one power in the universe. Two powers do not exist. I am resting in one power. So we have to know that as well and make that a non-negotiable in our awareness. We make no negotiations with any second powers anymore. We don't fear anything in the world. We don't fear or react to our mind in any way. We are the commander at the helm, yeah? So there's nothing that should ever provoke us to lose our inner peace. That's the crystallized state of self-mastery that we're striving towards and practicing towards. That potential to live out and manifest that perfection is in all of us right now. And it's fullness and totality. But we've been practicing being an ego for 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years. So now we're just practicing unbecoming the ego and becoming the creator. So we're not gaining anything we don't have by practicing this. We're making conscious use and application of the power that we have available. So we said, I am is our center of power and the only power acting, and we must step into the conscious use and application of it. And the I am of us is God. God is the first person in the present tense. I am. Masculine, feminine as one. God is the first person in the present tense. So if we try to connect to the divine, if we try to connect to God in any way outside of the first person or the present tense, we're one step removed from real communication. So that's why we put everything in the first person present tense to invoke the power of God, to invoke the divine energy. We say, I am the perfection acting here, and I qualify everything in this experience with peace and harmony. If we can connect to that peace and harmony in our being as the I am and release it into our atmosphere consciously through the mind, then we can demonstrate the kingdom of heaven as Jesus did. And as many enlightened beings have. And guess what, guys? There is no greater joy, no greater fulfillment, no greater happiness available than to manifest the Creator through you in your life, than to manifest the love, the perfection, the peace of God through your very being. I'm telling you, there's no fulfillment like it. Nothing you've ever done, no ski slope, no great vacation, no lottery winner has ever tasted the fulfillment that being the creator is. And so we have to practice it, right? So we also said the only way to know ourselves as I am and to access that unlimited power is through self-love. We said self-love is the prerequisite to really harness the I am. Because until you truly love yourself as you truly are, you're living as an ego, consecrating all your energy to the negative, to the limitations, to the lack and whatnot. So you can't really access I am as the ego. You have to love your true self. You have to love the I am presence within you more than you love anything else. Yeah? Praise it, adore it all the time. That's the preliminary practice to really becoming the creators. Learn to love yourself and to know yourself as that creator. And once you have real self-love, you gain access to harnessing all that power that's available. This is kind of like a built-in protection mechanism that the divine creator built into the universe, right? Because if you could harness this power fully as a ego, as a separate self, imagine the horrors that could be done. In a sense, many horrors are being done, although unconsciously, but to truly use the mighty opulence and power of I am to heal, to change reality, to command your experience to be as you want it to be, first requires you to step into union with the divine self. Until you have union with the divine self, you really don't have any spiritual power yet. So Ra calls this gaining a charge or polarizing to the positive. Just like a quantum particle cannot do work until it has a charge, work, as a scientific term, is the ability for a particle to create change in the environment. So until a particle has a charge, it can't create change in the environment. And this law is across all levels and dimensions of the universe. So you as a person, as a character, as a player in the game, are just like a quantum particle in that you can't really create reality until you gain that charge. That charge is self-love, right? To know yourself as God, as the I am, is self-love, and that's what activates your charge spiritually. And then telepathy, psychic abilities, powerful intuition, physical healing, reality creation, manifestation, all those powers are instantly available once you're in that vibration, that frequency of fourth density love. So make no mistake, we have to practice this until it's mastered in us that I love myself and I never make way for any unloving thoughts or attack thoughts anymore. I'm done with it. I only tolerate perfect love for myself. Once you can get that down, well, it's free reign for the I am after that. Now you can really step into your conscious creatorship because you've actually harnessed the power of the divine within yourself. So everyone in the world is like a particle without a charge. And that's not to say they have no creative power, because they do. They just have no conscious creative power until at least some degree of ego is transcended and some degree of self-realization is gained. It's a pretty amazing mechanism, right? I talk about how evolution always incentivizes growth. And I've used the example that the orgasm, for example, is the incentive for reproduction. You know, the satiation we feel from eating food is the incentive to eat food and eat nourishment. Like if food tasted horrible, life couldn't go on in the universe, right? There has to be some incentive to eat for the physical body to reproduce. And we can give hundreds, thousands of more examples of this, right? But the evolutionary incentive for self-realization are all of the powers and abilities that happen in consciousness after self-realization, right? So it's like the universe dangles this carrot on a string saying, hey, you can be the creator of your reality. You can remove all disharmony and discord from your life. All you got to do is realize the I am. All you got to do is love yourself as the I am, and then it all belongs to you. Seek first the kingdom, Jesus said, and all these things will be added to you. We then said that the more we use our I am, the more its power grows within us. And we gave the example of a lump of clay, that your state of being is like a lump of clay that can be molded, and in fact is always being molded based on the way I'm qualifying my thoughts or not qualifying them, right? We can mold that clay unconsciously, which again most people are doing, or we can begin to mold it consciously, and that begins in our mind. We said that we qualify our energy through the two things, thought and feeling. Right? A thought that has no feeling behind it doesn't register on our inner atmosphere. We're allowed to think and ponder and contemplate without all these powerful effects happening. But as soon as we feel something about the thought, it has an effect, and it's been qualified by us. So it's the combination of thought and feeling that really creates reality through us. Thought is like, you know, let's say the universe is like a canvas and you got to point and shoot at whatever you want out there. Thought is like the cannon being directed and pointed around. Where do I want to aim this cannon? What would I like to choose today? And then it chooses its location, and then feeling fires that cannon at the thing that you want. So you're allowed to turn the cannon all you want of thought. You can think about anything with no consequence unless some feeling is behind it. So if resistance comes up, if fear, if any kind of contraction comes up, we need to requalify it immediately. Because what we don't want to do is fire the cannon in the wrong direction or send out negative energy that's going to come back to us eventually. So we talked about this practice of self-correction. Notice anytime your state of being contracts and requalify that thought which caused the contraction, requalify it with love. Easy, easy practice. And that's really the first two disciplines. Know yourself, love yourself. If any unloving thought, you know, any thought that puts me as a separate self, a limited character, on the wheel of samsara and death, anything like that, I have to requalify that and say, no, I am not the person or the body. I am the infinite I am presence. That's what I am. Reaffirm that over and over until it's over, until it's non-negotiable, right? And then likewise, self-love. Any thought that's outside of love has to be requalified. Because if we feel it, we're sending it out, right? So we must qualify everything in our world with perfection and love. Self-correction must be a constant practice. We talked about the positive use of denial and the affirmation of truth. That's how we requalify something. If we notice a discordant thought of some kind, victimhood, lack, we say, I renounce all belief in lack, and I affirm I am all abundance in the universe. However you want to do that, right? You just positive use of denial. This thought is not true. I recognize that. And then the affirmation of truth in its place. And that's also the basic practice of the three beliefs, yeah? We also have to know that we have unlimited use of this I am power, right? We said you're always creating, you're always pointing at something. So if we know we have unlimited use of this power, shouldn't we be charging up our I am power all day with these truth affirmations? I am the presence and intelligence qualifying everything in my world with perfection this day. Can that just be something that goes on in you like a mantra? I am, I am, I am love, I am peace, I am joy. Like just keep affirming the I am because you're charging it up as you do that. As you place your attention on it and qualify it with the qualities you want, love, peace, joy, radiance, abundance, expansion, then it starts to grow and it starts to build in those qualities. This seems to be difficult to understand, right? Because we say, well, I did it, Aaron, and it didn't seem to work. And it's like, look, the universe doesn't see itself the way we see it through this lens of time and linearity, right? So like you think you've been spending 40 years in negative thinking, qualifying everything as negative, and then in one day you're gonna re-qualify all the energy in your entire past you've ever qualified negatively. You're gonna undo it in one foul swoop. That's not how it works, right? Because the subconscious mind hides most of our thoughts in the subconscious mind, so we don't have conscious access to them. If it released every negative thought we've created and held all at once, it would be totally overwhelming to deal with, right? So instead, they come up one at a time, like little bubbles, you know, rising up from the clamshell at the bottom of the ocean or something. It's just letting off one little bubble at a time and bloop to the surface of the conscious mind. And some of the bubbles are very small, right? They don't register very much, and so we don't take notice of them. But now, as we've studied and practiced the metaphysics of our state of being, we said, there's only contraction or expansion. Those are the only two functions my state of being has. So if I notice any level of contraction, I can be sure it's a negatively qualified thought coming up to be requalified by me, the I am power. So we take everything with the same consequence now. Small bubbles and big bubbles, right? We're just in this habit of correcting everything with perfection and truth and love. And as we practice that over a period of time, as it seems, we notice there's less and less negative energy coming up. There's more and more radiance being felt. And that's because each and every day, with presence and awareness, just keep taking full responsibility as the creator to every thought that causes contraction, then we are one by one requalifying everything we've ever qualified wrongly in our past. And that's just the way that it works, unless in some rare circumstances, maybe an ayahuasca trip or something like that, a lot of negative energy can come up at once. And if we're really good at the gross purification, we can heal it all in one foul swoop. It's really tough, but like in a plant medicine ceremony or something, those spaces are created for big time healing to happen. But on the day-to-day basis, as I'm going to work, getting the groceries, writing emails, doing all the normal stuff, there's always purification happening. But am I paying attention? Am I knowing I'm the creator whose responsibility it is to requalify everything? That's when we start seeing phenomenal, unprecedented results in our spiritual growth, when we just get serious about this practice. So remember, again, you are the only creator, and you're always creating, so you better get used to the idea. So I'm going to share my screen really quick, and I want to read a quote with you. This is a quote from Saint Germain from the I Am Discourses. This is actually a kind of a mishmash of a couple quotes that I just condensed together. He says, "Because thought and feeling are the only creative power, they must return and bring with them the conditions sent out by the individual who sent them forth." That's a big point to get. And then secondly, he says, "and always with accumulated energy." So you see, there's always a great consequence to what you send out, whether positive or negative, because it's going to come back with accumulated energy as it travels around the universe, right? Think of it like a boomerang. You throw the boomerang, it goes out into the cosmos and always comes back with accumulated energy. "You must know that you have the power through the I Am presence to consciously qualify your thought in whatever way you will. The student must become firmly aware that he or she is the conscious controlling power in his life, in his world, and that he can fill it with any quality that is needed or that he may choose. If at any time anything less than perfection attempts to make an appearance in your experience, declare vehemently that it is not true, and that you accept only God, which is perfection in your life, everywhere, manifest." So do you get it? It's a simple message, isn't it? You're the creator, you're choosing everything, you're never at the receiving end, you're always at the creative end. But are you using that creative power is the only question. This is why there's kind of a great demand being placed upon us now to become creators of our reality as we're in this shift from third to fourth density. There are billions of people on this planet right now who are unconsciously miscreating, right? There's a lot of negative energy being sent out in the world we live because of the unconsciousness of the minds of the people, right? So when we see war, strife, child trafficking, corruption, any kind of power abuse, we should be like, no wonder, not surprised. With billions of I Am creators just sending out negative energy all the time, guilt, shame, fear, condemnation, judgment, bitterness, resentment, out and out and out and out. It's no wonder at all we're seeing the things we see in this world. And now that we're transitioning into a higher frequency, it's like the temperature's getting built up. People are getting cooked a little faster now on the planet. The planet's forcing ascension, right, by raising the frequency. So it's really like we're coming to this period in human history where it's evolve or die in that sense. Awaken or die. The consequences of being asleep and ignorant are too great at this point. There's disease and toxicity everywhere. There's deception, control, manipulation happening everywhere from the negative polarity. If you're not awake and aware in reality, you're going to get drawn into those traps. You're going to get drawn into those negative energies. And many people are in our world, right? And so this is the divine gift that we're being given of awaken or die, because really we all want to awaken. Everybody does want to awaken. But there just wasn't enough of that incentive, as we talked about before, you know, from 2020 on, when this huge upgrade has really begun, this great awakening. There wasn't enough of an incentive for the collective of the world to really wake up to the truth. But now there sure is. And so you and I, in this sense, because of what's happening on this planet, it's like there is a great spiritual demand being placed on us from the Logos to say, hey, wake up and be the creator of your reality. You know, turn away from any wrongly qualified energy you encounter in the world. Fear no evil, see no evil, hear no evil. Only see, feel, hear perfection, because the world needs it desperately, right? People are suffering, people are dying, people are being abused because nobody is awake to who they are. So how can people awaken to who they are if there aren't people out there demonstrating who they are? If there aren't people out there walking in a higher frequency, becoming the creators of their reality, that even while we're in the midst of a great recession and inflation and oh no, it's so difficult, there's all these people just manifesting incredible abundance in their life. How are you guys doing that in the midst of this recession? Because I am all abundance. And you are too, but you just don't know it. You know, there needs to be a demonstration. This is what Jesus meant, I believe, when he said, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. And remember, Jesus was always speaking from the place of I am, from the awareness of I am, and Jesus' own self-realization of his I am was, through everything he said, also being given to all the listeners. Like, if it's true of me, it's true of you, but somebody needs to step into it. And remember, God is the first person in the present tense. So it's not enough to just say, hey, did you know that you are abundance? That can be a helpful pointer, but it won't take anyone all the way until it's finally put in the first person present tense. Did you know that I am all abundance? That's why I can manifest it at will. Did you know that I am all health and wholeness, which is why I manifest it in my body? Did you know that I am all love, which is why you feel it in my presence? First person, present tense, that's what we're being called to step into. And it's not a small difference, right? All the law of attraction teachings that say you're the creator of your reality, that's true, and they're pointing you in the right direction. But the real prize to be won is not just being able to create your reality, but knowing that you're the creator, right? That should be the real matter of importance to us. Not just that we can create reality. Ooh, yay, I can manifest abundance and all the things I want. But who are you? From where are you looking? Are you looking from an ego position that wants to create its reality so it suffers less and so other people like it more and it has a more happy, pleasurable life? Well, then you're still not there. And you can practice all the manifestation you want. But until you accept I am, you will die in your sins. And so the world is dying in its sin in that way. Sin meaning a mistaken perception or a false perception. We sin when we see any imperfection in God's perfect universe. If sin exists at all, it has to be in the mind, right? That's why Jesus said, it doesn't even matter what you're doing on the outer. Like if you even look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery. If you even hate your brother, you've already murdered him. Because it all begins here. So as A Course in Miracles says, I rule my mind, which I alone must rule. So ruling my mind is to make no room for sin any longer, meaning no more room for seeing imperfections in my world. I qualify everything I see with perfection. And if I see somebody out there miscreating with the God energy, I say, well, it's only the God energy acting. It's only I am acting. There's no other power through which that person or those people could create this discord in the world. So I see the divine power at work. It's being misused, it's being abused, it's being misqualified, but nevertheless, I am resting in one power. And the power that gives you guys is immense because there's an intuitive understanding that because there's only one power, if anyone else is miscreating or misusing it, I have full rights for my own protection. I can qualify through thought and intention, protection from all harm. As the Bible says, that no weapon formed against I am shall prosper. So then they can be out there miscreating all they want and it doesn't affect my world. I'm not involved. How do I get involved? If I fear what's happening in the world, then I'm giving energy to it and coming into agreement with it. So that's why fearing what's happening in the world is the worst mistake you can make. If I judge it and I have negative attack thoughts about it, I also come into agreement with it. Why? Because it's energy. There's just positive or negative energy. As far as the universe is concerned, it just knows the polarity of, is this being choosing positive or negative? Which one are they choosing? And so if someone sends you, you know, an attack of some kind and you return an attack, all the universe sees happened was this being sent negative energy, that being accepted it and sent it back. Double charge. And that just goes on and on. So we have to eventually escape that pattern by refusing to be in fear and refusing to judge ever. I qualify everything with perfection. And so from that position, I begin to enter kingdom consciousness, which is the awareness of the perfect universe that is already here. The kingdom of heaven, as Jesus said, is already spread out across the earth, but men are unaware of it, Jesus said. So if you want to see the universe that God created, the perfect universe, the kingdom of heaven in reality, then you need to wipe off all the stains on your glasses. Perception is like the lenses you're wearing on your glasses. If your lenses are full of stains and smudges, you're not going to see clearly. So to see the perfect universe is to wipe off the imperfections on your lenses, right? Correct every imperfect thought that appears. Know yourself, know your I am power to be the only power sustaining anything that's happening in your world. I'm not a victim of my thoughts. No thought causes me to jump back in fear. No thought causes me to go, oh no, why am I still thinking this? Oh, I thought I was better than this. I thought I transcended this. You see how you're stepping way out of creator consciousness when you talk like that? Aaron, help, I've been meditating for weeks on this thing, but these lack thoughts just keep reappearing. Like, what's the next trick? What do I do? And the real answer is stop sustaining it. Stop sustaining those thoughts by being afraid of them, having resistance towards them, needing to control them. You're seeing them as some kind of big deal, right? A second power apart from you. And there is no second power. Those thoughts are appearing because you've given them all the energy they have. Once you know that, what is there to fear? What could you possibly fear if you know that it's all just your energy in your world? And it can always be requalified. Then it's like, well, just time to get down to business. Just time to start requalifying all these thoughts with love and abundance and peace. So where all the discord was, you actively choose to see in its place perfection. That's what the quote we read from Saint Germain is talking about, right? This is self-correction. Actively choosing to see perfection in the place of any imperfection the ego implies. So again, although some beings may be misusing their God power with great, great consequences to themselves, it is nonetheless that one power acting through them. And if I can see that rather than, oh, violence, abuse, death, rather than seeing that, I can see a misapplication of the God power. I forgive you, brother, and I requalify your energy with love. What if a few thousand of us were doing that on a daily basis? Right? Imagine the implications on the collective. That's real kingdom consciousness, isn't it? That's becoming the creator. All energy in the universe is naturally harmonious and intelligent. So if we just allowed the universe to be as it was with no resistance, all we would ever see or experience was perfection happening. And so any negative energies there are in the universe, it's because some being somewhere qualified that energy and sent it out. And as that boomerang goes out into the universe and maybe interacts with me, if I agree with it or accept it, I add more power to it and intensify that quality in myself. So it's like energy is being sent out all the time by everybody. But if there were no ability to send out negative thought energy, all energy in the universe would be perfect. And in fact, Ra says it was like that for a long time. There wasn't a negative polarity for many universes. And what the creator found was, although it was wonderful, there was no incentive for evolution, and the progression of evolution of the soul took an incredibly vast, incomprehensibly long amount of time. So the creator, wanting to speed up the process of evolution, devised the possibility of the negative polarity, which is like taking all the attributes of the divine, of reality, and sort of inverting them into a shadow, and then casting that shadow into the universe. And now we seem to experience discord, sickness, lack, disease, sin, poverty. We seem to experience these things because many beings are agreeing to create them. But they don't have any actual basis in reality, right? Apart from the mind that created them. No lack can exist anywhere in this universe unless a creator chooses to believe in it and create that experience. Because in the universe, in reality, there's just abundance manifest everywhere. Everything is just pure infinite energy, which can be changed, qualified in any direction whatsoever. We're in a virtual playground in this universe where it's just all vibration. All vibration is energy in motion, and it must be qualified. And we're given the creative power to do that. But once the creator made the negative polarity, then all of a sudden the I am power can now be misused, we could say, if we want to use that term loosely. It can be misused or abused, or people can miscreate darkness, shadow, evil, sin, suffering. Those things are possible now. And what that does is it gives the light much more context for what it really is. Now love has real meaning in the world. Now the light of the divine, the wisdom, the peace, the joy of God has real significance because its opposite has really detrimental consequences. So the fact that you're in this course in 4D University, listening to me talk right now, and you're interested in what I have to say, means you've been called by the universe to step into this. The universe needs you, the world needs you to step into your conscious creatorship. That's how we heal the world. Yeah? Each one of us, one by one, individually, ascending to the fourth density, becoming the creator, manifesting the kingdom on earth. What a fun job to have, right?